Fish Lake Valley today. And we've had a snowstorm. It looks like the sun might be shining up out of this, above these clouds. see if we have some snow. But there's no snow on the road so far.
Thing about the snow fresh, you can see tracks in the ground. And then
folks can smell the tracks really easily. The scent. Now we were in Esmeralda County, now we were in Mineral County. We'll go in Mono County and Inyo County. I don't see any horses or antelope today. Stand out, I think. Says wild horses walking across the road, and they'll be signed for deer and for antelope and for cattle. Seen any wild horses. We're about 6,500 feet right now, I think. A little smoother like this, as you can see. That truck slowed down. They don't. It's pretty smooth here. Bishop 52 miles. Another wild horse warning sign. Right in the right place. sun would come out, it would be very, very bright and the snow would melt. We're about 7,000 feet now. Elevation. If you look up to the right, there's where the old Narrow Gauge Railroad was. Narrow Gauge Railroad run all the way from Owens Lake, all the way to Candelaria, Mine, Goldfield, Tonopah. There's still a railroad going into Hawthorne. That's where they have all the naval weapons. The largest ammo depot in the world. About 7,100 feet now. Sand the road some more. Salt and sand. Here's Montgomery Pass. Looks like about 10 or more inches of snow here, maybe a foot. This curve up here, you can see Sierra Mountains when it's clear, but you're not going to see it today, I don't think. 7,167 foot elevation. You can see the steam coming off the road, the sunshine's trying to come through. Down there. Used to be a lot of antelope in there. I guess there may be some still. I don't know. There are wild horses. Ahead. swamp area and the scenic viewing area also. good snow was over here in Benton that same night. Too much. Now they got at least 2 foot of snow. Fish Lake Valley. Looks like it snowed a lot here, actually. At least 2 foot. I've seen it snow 5 and 6 foot of snow through here. Like a tunnel going down through here sometimes with the cloud and the snow. They do have a post office. They got 2 foot of snow here. At least. Have they gone for a walk today? video. Last year at this time, you go drive through here and it looked like a tunnel going down here. You couldn't see anything. A lot of doves up on the tie lines up there. Feed them. Now tractors, watch out for tractors, watch out for deer. Alfalfa fields, there would be hundreds of deer migrating over here. Now you don't see any at all. Think too many lions. Junkyard up there to the right one time. Anything there. Then we have Shawpunk Valley, which has a fire station and a store and a gas station. That's all. I don't think it has a post office at all. I'm sure it doesn't. Thank you. with a plastic fiberglass or whatever it is. Thank you. Mountain Ranch was established to grow food and beef and vegetables and everything for the miners up there at the Sparkbrook Mine. They mined a type of porcelain, I think, that they use on spark plugs, and they use it specifically on champion spark plugs. Imagine passing a truck with either potatoes or carrots on it. This truck tomorrow, or her truck, or the other. somebody a car with a sign.
Year long, but they
here we are going up out of Hamel Valley toward Benton. Let us go off the side of the road. We got the door all fixed today with the lineman. Gets a lot of snow. wiping snow away from his mailbox. To get out of his yard. The hills are loaded with snow. Especially right here. heading out of Fish Lake Valley. Over Montgomery Pass, 7,167 feet. Casino, which is burned up. Another big restaurant on the other side of the road. It's all gone now. There's a truck stop here. A garage. Service station. Side of the mountain there, and the ambulance. Well, they're almost clouds were really magnificent. We're going to go up a little bit though anyway. Maybe we can see them.
Same thing in the White Mountains too.